Dwayne, thanks for joining us this week for Alamogordo Now. We have some news with Alamogordo Public Schools, the new superintendent search. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, Alamogordo Public School Board will be having three separate work sessions that are open to the public. Yesterday, they had the first one. That one was at 5:30 p.m., and then they'll have their second one on October 4th at 5:30 p.m., and then, if necessary, they'll have an October 11th one, but that one's at 5 p.m. They're opening this up to the public to get everybody involved, to get the best qualified candidate. People will be able to make public comments at these workshops, find out what their selection process is going to be. And it's different than in the past. I think it's a good thing that they're allowing the public input to find the best qualified applicants.
Now, all of this came after Alamogordo Public School Superintendent Salas submitted her resignation. It was reported that that was due to APS receiving F grades for two schools. Is that correct?
Yes, a group of citizens went before the board and were concerned about the schools because Alamogordo High School received an F grading in the state's evaluation process, and also Oregon Elementary School. So Adrienne Salas, who was the superintendent at the time, submitted her resignation, and she's on extended leave until December 1st, the day that she is eligible to retire. And this has been an interesting process that went on here. Now we have the athletic director, Jarrett Perry, who is the interim superintendent. He will be at the meeting along with all the board members, and they're hoping to get a good qualified candidate to bring these schools up and offer the education that our students need here in Alamogordo.
Have we heard anything else from the Alamogordo Public Schools Board of Education about this search besides these work sessions?
Not yet. They put out a press release, which we put in the information in the paper. So we are covering each of the meetings so the public will know how the search is going and where they're looking to take this process towards.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us this week for Alamogordo Now, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.